Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Edgar Hamasu. Our speaker this morning is Reverend David Nakamoto of Humpa Hongonji Mission of Hawaii. Good morning, Reverend Nakamoto.
Aloha. I was talking started with a neighbor the other day, and we happened to get on the subject of loneliness. Her response to loneliness was, "Loneliness, you know what? I just don't go there." I thought that was an interesting remark. Wow, I thought, this woman is speaking from the wise experience of someone who has been on a remarkable journey in life. But don't we all get lonely at some point in our lives, as I reflected thoughts quietly to myself? I thought, what is loneliness? The dictionary definition says it's an unpleasant emotional response to perceived isolation. It's considered a social pain which motivates individuals to seek social connections. It's often associated with an unwanted lack of connection and intimacy. Quite an involved meeting, huh? Simply speaking, I think it's feeling pain, sadness, and being alone inside of us. Thich Nhat Hanh, the Vietnamese Buddhist master, speaks to loneliness from the point of view of a vacuum inside of us. We try to fill it up by connecting to other people. We even send emails out to others wanting to connect, but have difficulty. The problem lies inside of us. The way Thich Nhat Hanh puts it, we sometimes have lost connection, in fact, to our own selves. We walk, but we do not know we are walking. We are lost within ourselves. Unawareness, perhaps, is a way of describing it. The master speaks to sitting mindfully, allow our body to release tension within, become aware of the feeling of loneliness, fear, anxiety. Make peace with our loneliness, with our fear, with our anxiety. We connect with ourselves and accept things just as they are. It is like an act of going home. We become in touch with ourselves. We heal ourselves by connecting with ourselves in the here and now. In being lost and losing ourselves, we connect with what is going on with oneself and find our way home. The question is, how does one connect with others without connecting to oneself? We move inside, we step inside and connect within. To move out, we must move inside. I shall always remember something a Zen priest told me once as we speak about connecting with others. He said that if you take your closed fist and observe it, you begin to realize that nothing can enter it and nothing can go out of it. When, however, you open that hand, you will observe that anything may enter it and anything may leave it. Our heart and mind works the same way and needs nurturing and healing just to find itself home. This discussion on loneliness, pain, sadness, and feeling isolated points to a beautiful thing called hope. With hope, there is a way to find ourselves home. Home is that wonderful spiritual source that guides us along our remarkable journey of life. The Dharma, or teachings, as expounded in the Four Noble Truths, talk to us about the cause of our suffering, that there is a cause of the suffering. The cause of the suffering in the case we are discussing here, loneliness, is actually our attachment to it. Loneliness is but an emotion, and we are attached to it. We can become so absorbed in it and even fear it, being fearful and being attached to fear. Non-attachment is the opposite of attachment, and it brings a state of freedom. Here we are speaking of a completely different view, one that is completely opposite of suffering, a bright new change from the former view. The Dharma also includes the principle of impermanence, and through understanding it, we're able to deal with losing our attachment to fear of isolation. We can clearly recognize that the situation arousing our fear is a temporary condition. For the Shin Buddhists, the realization of being lost, rootless, and directionless is brought to awareness by Namu Amida Butsu. The loss, or Namu, is brought to awareness by Amida Butsu, which is boundless and endless compassion. The saying of the Nembutsu confirms the boundless, endless life, or Amida Butsu, in which the insecure self, the Namu, finds itself at home. In being lost in darkness, a story captured by Tai Uno in his book River of Fire, River of Water, illustrates the insecure self in the following way. At bedtime, as a little boy begins to go to sleep in the dark, he sees monsters in the room and cries out, "Mommy, Mommy!" The mother comes into the room, turns on the light switch, and comforts the child, saying, "Look, there's no monster here." He is relieved. The mother turns off the light and leaves the room. Comforted, he tries to go back to sleep again. But in the darkness, the child sees monsters jumping around in the room, and full of fear, he begins to cry. The mother rushes back to the room and this time remains with him in the darkness. She then actually noticed ominous figures dancing around the wall. They are shadows thrown by the streetlight, swaying trees blown by the wind. The mother wakes up the boy, turns on the light, and shows him that his fear is real, but unfounded. The light is turned off, the child fully understands, and he soon falls asleep, softly murmuring, "Mommy, Mommy." At the core of Nembutsu experience is a mystical experience of revelation that enables us to see things as they are, so that we are no longer fooled or agitated by delusion. To truly hear the Nembutsu, or the name that calls, is to be led out of darkness in the light of day. It makes no difference whether we are lonely, depressed, angry, feel rejected, thirsty for love, or fearful of the unknown. Great compassion awaits us with an open arm. Namo Amida Butsu is the beckoning call. Come as you are. In ordinary language, Namo Amida Butsu is saying, "I have arrived. I have come home." Shin Buddhists call this the truly settled state. Thank you all for listening today. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Nakamoto, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, May 23rd, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom Kotanye service will be Bishop Tatsuya Aoki, Bishop of the Jodo Shinshu Buddhist Temples of Canada and the resident minister of the Vancouver Buddhist Temple. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. and Mrs. Edgar Hamasu, and our speaker, Reverend David Nakamoto of Humpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week, when our speaker will be Mrs. Irene Nakamoto, past president of the Hawaii Federation of Buddhist Women's Association. Namo Amida Butsu.